This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Rich Crux and Spleen with Tristan on the Rex, this Halloween special for the drive home on Joy 94.9.
I'm going to give you the real life explanation of what actually is Halloween.
Well done, Dean. That was lovely. I'm going to talk about costumes.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
I'm going to have a bit of a chat about paranormal activity.
I'm talking about bad t-shirts and bad grammar and new words.
And new words.
All in one.
That's it.
That's it.
And Tristan, you going to talk about anything Halloween-y, a bit spooky?
I don't, you know, sort of get into that, but I might later on.
You might be a little later, but
doesn't like his weenie.
Oh, doesn't he? Doesn't like to say hello, weenie.
Hey guys, it's your boy Tim O'Matic here, and you are listening to Rach, Jack and Dean on Joy 94.9. Yeah, there's something about you. There's something
about you. This is BB Rexa. I got you. On Rich Craxton, Spleen with Halloween drive home. I can see you hurting. I've been through the same thing. Baby, don't you worry. I got you. I just want to know you. Tell me all your secrets. Looking like you need it. I've got you. That's BB Rexa on Joy 94.9. You are with Rex, Crax and Spleen with Tristan on the rack for the drive home on this very spooky Halloween. It's 18 minutes past four.
I am going to give you the history of Halloween.
Did you know
Halloween has evolved from a Celtic holiday? So therefore, Halloween is actually more Irish than St. Patrick's Day. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh.
So originally, Halloween was celebrated at the end of the harvest season, which is when that they believed there was a bridge between the life, like current life, and the afterlife. Ooh. And they used to leave treats on their doorsteps for the afterlife to come back and eat.
Just pop over the bridge and get some candy. Yes. And
exactly.
Knock off.
Oh, and then they went back to their afterlife the day after, and it was the only time of the year which they came and visited. But as we know, Halloween has now made the transition from a pagan holiday to a party holiday. So trick or treat and happy Halloween. Ooh. I've got some fun facts coming up about Halloween as well.
It's a lovely 15 degrees outside. Very good weather for trick or treating, I suspect.
Should it be raining though?
Oh, sort of all misty and foggy and rainy.
Big foggy Van Helsing style.
Ooh.
It should be.
But it ain't.
But it ain't.
But
no,
it ain't.
Because
right.
It's supposed to be, because it's one of those Northern Hemisphere celebrations, isn't it? Where they do it in and it kind of is more dark and all of that sort
of thing.
It's
like Christmas. We put fake snow up. It's ridiculous. What are we doing, Australia? What's going on? We just want candy, to be honest.
That's exactly right. Well, I've got some fun facts about Halloween.
Oh, I like fun facts.
So the funnest fact of all the fun facts is that it's actually that in Hollywood it is illegal on the 31st of October, which is Halloween Day, to have silly string. And if you do get caught with silly string on Halloween, you'll get fined $100,000.
What?
So can you have silly string on the 30th of October and on the 1st of November?
As far as I believe, yes, you can.
So just on the 31st?
Just on the 31st. Because it's obviously the one day of the year where too much silly string gets used in the city of Hollywood. And
God, I love silly string. You spray it real close range. I couldn't say words then, could I?
But that's hello, Honya.
So, Tristan, do you like a bit of silly string?
Yeah.
You like a bit of silly string? Because I reckon you're a silly string kind of guy.
He's been spraying it up all through the breaks.
And with trick-or-treating as well, back in the old days, you actually had to dance for your treat. So it was called mumming or guising, in which costume-wearing participants would go door-to-door and they would perform choreographed dances. So think like, all single ladies, yep, dances like that.
So Jack, have you ever danced for a trick or a treat?
In exchange for the treats.
I've danced for a trick.
That'd be a treat.
Tricked into dancing. You're just throwing stuff at me.
And originally, at some point, it did turn into people just going door to door and begging for gold coins. But that was because, unfortunately, poor people needed coins. So there's a few little Halloween
fun facts
for you. Ooh. We've got more coming up, though.
Oh, you got some more coming up. You're on Joy.
I'm not afraid to die.
we're going to bang our head against the wall.
Bang your head against the wall.
Joy 94.9. It's David Guetta and Sia. They're banging their head against the wall.
Bang your head.
And you're listening to Rich Cracks and Spleen with Tristan on the rack for this Halloween drive home.
We are going through some Halloween fun facts at the moment. And at I'm up to number four, I think, is my number fourth fun fact, is that they actually used to wear dead animal skins and bones. Like actual animal bones as costumes for Halloween.
But like all washed, not freshly killed and just smushed all over.
Probably freshly killed. Yeah, they didn't really have washing machines back then, did they?
Well, I don't know. Don't you dry them out? You put them over some salt or something? I don't know how to kill animals.
So when you say they, is this the little kiddies are all dressed in their animal bones?
Everybody.
Oh, everybody was doing it.
Oh, you rip open a fox and just put a baby in it.
Yeah, exactly.
That what happens?
And as well, in tradition to actually bake a Halloween cake and put a thimble in the middle. And if you bite into the thimble, God help you, you've bitten into a thimble, but apparently it means you're going to be unlucky in love.
What a terrible thing to set someone up for.
I know.
Have a piece of cake, choke on a thimble, you're going to be unlucky in love. I don't remember chewing on a thimble, but I think in a previous life I've eaten 20. I don't know.
I know, it's creepy.
That's sad, Rach.
Yes, and as well, jack-o'-lanterns, which we now know are made of pumpkins, actually used to be made out of turnips and potatoes. Probably something to do with the harvesting.
Oh.
Because, yes.
So the harvest, for the crops to grow, or was this that bridge where everyone walks over and gets treats?
Well, they celebrated it during the end of the harvest season. So it must have been all the leftovers that weren't very good. So carve some creepy faces into them and pop them out the front.
Mr. Potato Head.
I have a bit of a confession to make. I'm not that big on costume parties. It's safe to say I don't like them.
You don't like them?
Everyone gets all riled up, like, oh, guess what costume I'm going to make? Mm. Just gives me a high-class anxiety. People, you know, they get like, maybe there's those 9-to-5ers, not the freelance unemployed people like myself, just getting really excited. I'm going to go to the costume store, I'm going to the op shop, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to make a costume, and then I'm going to dress up, and I'm just like, just be yourself.
So what are you saying, Jackson? Didn't you get invited to any Halloween parties on the weekend?
Look, I went to my friend Rach's engagement party, so that's the only thing I care about.
Party of the century, which may have had some dress-ups involved.
And I dressed up as a beautiful woman.
You did very well. But Halloween parties,
yes,
all that pressure too.
I don't like them. It stresses me out. People like being creative. They like problem solving. Not I. I get freaked out.
Well, the question is, are you meant to look sexy or are you meant to look scary?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I've got blood coming out of my face and like a axe through my head. But look at my legs.
But a giant push-up bra.
Yeah, massive.
And hot pants.
Lake Titicacas.
Yeah.
And then if you want to go out for the whole ghost thing, like a sheet over the head, it's very hard to engage in conversation when someone's wearing a sheet on their head. And I'm there for the conversation. Yeah.
That's the thing. But I think, like, you know, once, twice a year, have a few costume parties, fine. But I've got a few old friends, let's just say, who I don't really hang out with anymore. But every single... No, not old man friends. It's gone. Oh, you're a spring pretzel. You'll be fine. No, but every single party they have is costume party.
Yeah.
I'm like... Hey, but what's going on with you? It seems like a distraction, don't you think?
Oh, you think?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm upset at work. Don't mind that. Look at this frilling I've made on this jumper. I don't want to miss out. I do want to miss out on costume parties. I spilled the beans before, the spooky beans. I don't much care for costume parties. I just get freaked out. It's just my anxiety. I'm like, oh, God, I can't even just look nice. I have to think about an outfit and then, like, go out and buy stuff. I don't have a lot of possessions.
We've gotten some messages through, though. So we have one here from an anonymous.
An anomaly.
Someone who's anonymous.
All right.
They've said, hi, I found that those people who like costume parties are generally hardcore partygoers and like alcohol. So that would mean that you do fit into that, Jack.
No. I am my own costume.
You are? That's true. We also got a message in from Big Bear Mark who even sent photos of him all dressed up in his costume. He said, I love a bit of a costume party. It's a chance to be creative. Love all your gooey guts.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Mark. He looks lovely.
I love dressing up as well. I always have. Ever since I was a kid, my mum used to make me fairy princess angel fairy. No, I already said fairy. Fairy princess angel mermaid costumes. And I would wear them. And ever since then, as a growing adult, I've always loved dressing up.
There you go. Tristan, do you like dressing up for parties?
No, not really. I just like to, be me.
Yeah, you'd be like Jax, yeah.
Yes and no. But I also, big raging thespian, I love being on stage and dressing up in costumes. I just think when, I don't know, I just get bogged down in it.
Have you just come out as a thespian on air?
Big, I have. Just drop that bomb. Deal with that.
Deal with that. Hey, speaking of dealing with, you ready for this?
Yes.
This is Michael Jackson.
Uh-oh, what's he doing?
This is Thriller. You're enjoying.
We'll be right back. Enjoy.
You're with Rich, Cracks and Spleen, with Tristan on the rack for this drive home on this Halloween evening, 17 minutes past five. Look, we just played Michael Jackson's Thriller, and it was a bit of a remix. So it was, I just wanted to shout out, Steve Aoki, Midnight Hour remix. And a big thank you to Michael, our musical director, for finding that fabulous track for us. Now, Thriller was released in 1982.
Oh, I was minus three.
And you, yeah, right, you weren't even a twinkle.
Yeah, no. Minus nine.
Not even a twinkle. I was well and truly twinkling by that stage, but we're still going to that. But hey, it is Halloween, and it's all about tricks and it is about treats. It's time, as we do every week at this time, to have a chat with Alex from The Big Smoke. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Hey, Alex.
I'm well, how are you?
Here we go, round of applause for you, Alex. On this,
I love it.
You love a bit of applause. Now, Alex, we're really interested. Sometimes people like each other and sometimes people don't like each other.
Mm.
And we wonder if there's any science behind that. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I just thought it was because I was cranky. I don't like people. But it turns out that there is a science behind it. In fact, some of the personality traits that we deem to just be a normal part of our lives can actually really upset other people. And it just, there isn't just any way to mesh that out. So a good example is there are things that we're all doing online that can really upset people. For example, humble bragging.
Humble
bragging is when you're like, oh, I'm sorry that I was late today. My Tesla is, it was just, I had to go.
My Porsche broke down again.
Yeah, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm so tired. I just got off a flight from Paris.
Yes, that happens to me a lot.
That kind of thing. Yeah, so all of these traits that you think is really just, you know, a part of your life is actually upsetting people. And the research has found that one of the interesting things about all of this is often we don't even realise that it's happening. And another really good example is, for example, if you're having a conversation with somebody and you're telling them about your day and you're having a discussion with them that you think is totally normal, the fact that you're probably talking over them is really going to upset them. And we don't have those social cues a lot of the time that it's bothering people.
Is that wrong, is it?
No.
Am I doing that wrong?
That's the Rach Jackson Dean show in a nutshell.
Yeah,
I was like, I thought you knew that you were boring.
Oh, gosh.
I'm trying to help. But it turns out that these are actually reasons scientifically that why people don't like you. But my favourite one of all is the grammar Nazi. So the University of Michigan found out that one of the biggest turn-offs for people when they're trying to make friends is when their grammar is corrected.
Oh. Mm.
But sometimes it's so hard not to.
Yeah. I mean, it depends how you do it. Like, it should be gentle. Like, oh, actually, but, you know, she'd probably
Facebook.
Take it.
Oh, on Facebook, yes. No, you don't do that.
Well, because we're all getting so slack.
The little star sign and then you correct what they've said.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's actually T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. There and there. You're. Mm.
Yeah, it really bothers a lot of people. I would rather be with someone that does know the difference between your, and your than, you know.
And wouldn't you want to learn as well? Like, you know, just be, oh, thanks, I'll remember that from next time. So shouldn't you already know it?
A lesson I learnt today is that people don't like to know their flaws. So I went and bought a coffee this morning and the lady told me about Halloween today and I started to tell her the history of Halloween and she was really angry that I, you know, was making it such a big deal and was a walking Wikipedia.
How dare you, Alex? How dare you be smart?
I was like, I'm just letting you know you're wrong about Halloween. You're not right. You don't know what it's about.
Yeah, exactly. Educating people.
Thank you for always breaking the big topics from The Big Smoke. Thanks, Alex. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, guys.
Joy.
Hey, because it is Halloween, I've got permission to play this special spooky song. I don't know if it's spooky. Do you think it's spooky?
Nah, it's not spooky. It's fun.
It's a bit
Get
of fun.
Up. Let's dance.
We're going to dance to this?
I'm going to have a boogie.
You ready to dance? Ready, Tristan?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to dance. We're going to get a time warp on.
Uh-oh.
It is astounding. You're on Joy.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Yeah.
It's just a jump to the left. With your hands on your hips.
Into the time slip,
and nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation,
like you're under sedation. To the left. Put your hands on your hips.
Goodness me, we had a bit of a dance to that one, didn't
we're out
we?
Of breath.
Oh, let's do the time walk again on Joy 94.9 on this very special Halloween evening.
Before, when we were talking to the lovely Alex from The Big Smoke, she was talking about grammar Nazis.
Oh, and that's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. No, not at all. And I emceed a gig in Bendigo because I'm hilarious. And I was emceeing a stand-up comedy gig and there was a guy in the audience who looked like he needed a shower. He was wearing thongs. It was very cold. But he had a T-shirt and it said...
Well, what did it say?
Your mum's clunge.
Your mum's what?
Clunge.
Was your what?
I think it's... Do either of you... Have you seen The Inbetweeners?
No, I haven't.
So
no.
It's like a slang word for a... vagina.
Oh, vajayjay.
And it's quite gross. Oh. I wasn't grossed out by the word clunge, even though it sounds very wet. But I was annoyed because it said mums, M-U-M-S, with no possessive apostrophe. So it didn't even make any sense grammatically.
So was it the clunge of one mum or was it the clunge of many mums?
I don't know whose clunge it was. Oh, whose clunge is it anyway? And I ripped into him as an MC would. I'm like, mate, I'm not offended by your top. I'm offended by your grammar. And he just had 100 beers and didn't understand what I was saying. But clunge, there's a new word. So neither of you have heard that before?
No. It's like clutch and plunge.
It is.
Ah.
It's kind of, it's on the same...
Because they go together really well.
It's kind of like minge, which is also a bit of a dirty word.
Oh, is that? I was wondering, do you use a sponge to clean one's clunge?
Oh, but you shouldn't use too much soap, though. It's a pH balance that needs to be balanced.
Oh. And if you, like, sorry, I was wondering,
Yes, Dean?
Sorry.
Please?
I'm thinking of the words that rhyme with clunge, like plunge. And I'm thinking plunge. Like a plunge pool.
Oh.
What would a clunge pool be like?
Oh, it'd be very warm, I
it
think.
Would be.
Joy.
And that's our show for another week. Thank you to everyone who messaged in, trick or treat. Thank you to Tristan for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Like us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Rach Jackson Dean. And until next week, remember, be the rainbow in someone else's cloud.
Yes.
See ya.
Bye.
Better slow down. They keep talking about good things come. But I don't want to wait. My heart is aching. I'm not mistaken. The moment I saw you, my whole world started to change. You could be what I've been looking for.
Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.